Hey, thanks for spending part of your day with the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can spend any time of the day with us because we're available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. All right, we've talked about campaigns, we've talked about Iran, but have we talked about people being sprayed with spray paint in a way to neutralize flatulence? No, we have not.
You know, of all, we have not. We have not.
Then it must be time to ramble.
But before we get to that story, the state of Kentucky.
That wasn't one story, by the way. Those are two different stories.
I know. I was like, wait, did I miss? Okay, we're going to start out with the state of Kentucky. Kentucky, some people in Kentucky want to make Kentucky Fried Chicken, like Colonel Sanders kind of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 11 herbs and spices, the state's official picnic food. Now, some people, animal rights advocates, don't like this idea one lick. State Representative Charles Seiler says the Colonel's chicken deserves the title of Kentucky's best picnic food because of the worldwide attention and economic benefit it has brought to Kentucky. But representatives of PETA, that's the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they say that the chickens that KFC serves are abused and even tortured. PETA has been battling KFC for a while and even tried to have a bust of Colonel Sanders removed from the Kentucky Capitol 2 years ago. The fried chicken giant has more than 11,000 restaurants in 80 countries. There you go.
All right, so if you're a public school fool like me, you might remember that some kid would invariably decide, I need 5 minutes outside, and they pull the fire alarm. And then
sure.
They would find the kid because he had that ink on his hand. They started putting ink on the fire alarm so you can see
really?
Who the little culprit was. Well, apparently, this trend catching on in Indonesia. Starting next week, the state-owned railway company will spray the roof riders of trains with colored liquid so that security officers can identify and ticket them once they are off the train. Apparently, roof riding is a huge problem in Jakarta. A lot of it is due to overcrowding. At least 53 roof riders have actually been killed in the past 2 years, so it's a safety issue as well.
Well, it's safe to, like, spray people with paint? I'm not judging. I am not judging. On to Abu Dhabi. That's one of the United Arab Emirates. And if you know anything about Abu Dhabi, you probably know that they have a lot of money, those Emirates, the sheikhs in those Emirates. And with that money, the Sheikh of Abu Dhabi and his government, they are trying to make Abu Dhabi the world's first zero carbon, zero waste, car-free city. And it's called Masdar City, and it's expected to take 8 years to build and cost $22 billion. I think they're just building this from the ground up. The city will be mostly powered by solar, and its 50,000 people will move in travel pods running on magnetic tracks, very Jetsons. I'm getting crazy images in my mind. Sounds really cool, actually. Planners say the city will need a quarter of the power required for a similar-sized community, and its water needs will be 60% lower. Abu Dhabi has one of the world's largest per capita carbon footprints, and in January it announced a $15 billion five-year initiative to develop clean energy technologies.
We're going to talk about a different kind of air pollution, and I'm going to try to get through this with as much grace as possible.
You can do it. That's why
there
you're a professional.
There is a new product on the market designed to help you deal with inopportune flatulence. They're basically a personal, disposable, we'll call it an air biscuit guard. It promises to neutralize, you know, what happens when you're a kid and you say, you dealt it, you smelt it, you dealt it. Try to help you deal with the smelt, as the kids say. It doesn't have the most appealing name. The name of it is the Subtle Butt. And that is butt with two T's. How do they do this? Well, it's actually a little bit of science. Activated carbon fabric, and they have adhesive strips. You can attach it to the inside of your undergarments. They come in a variety of sizes and strengths and are said to, quote, offer peace of mind to wearers. Somebody might need these. Stop laughing. Some people have medical issues and need help. That's the ramble.
I need help.
You can find these stories and more at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.